The cigarette maker Philip Morris International is trying to buy one of its rivals, a company you may not have heard of. It's called Swedish Match. It sells nicotine pouches you put in your mouth and other smokeless tobacco products. And those alternatives are a big part of Philip Morris's plans to diversify beyond traditional cigarettes. Our traditional business analyst, Robin Farzad, joins us. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, hey.
How are you, Scott?
Swedish Match. Its big seller is this nicotine pouch called Zyn. Tell us about this product and this company.
Yes, the company is actually a venerable Scandinavian national champion of Sweden. If you can go back and look at its history over the 20th century, making matches, cigars, historically cigarettes and everything, but the Swedes have been pretty self-flagellating about the harms of smoking and oral cancer and chewing tobacco and everything. So they've been pretty forward about snus, which is an alternative product here where you have the nicotine in a pouch that just delivers it to you transdermally through the lip without the spitting, without the smoke, without the, involving the lungs. And that has snapped up a lot of market share in gas stations and convenience stores in the United States. And so this gigantic international tobacco and cigarette giant wants to snap up some of that market share.
Yeah, and let's talk about this growing new market. There's this whole world of non-traditional products, lozenges, chewing tobacco, these pouches, e-cigarettes. What's really moving this market, this new part of the market?
Well, the fact that you can take this bifurcation over the past 7 or 8 years, first with e-cigarettes, but then with Juul, which Philip Morris's U.S. cousin, Altria, which owns Philip Morris USA, bought a controlling stake in. That was a killer app, no pun intended, in that people who used it thought that it was really helpful in getting off of cigarettes. But the unintended consequences of that concentrated nicotine hit was it was getting teens involved in this in droves, and Altria got a lot of pushback. So everybody's looking for the perfect transitional device. Philip Morris International had IQOS, which is heat, not burn, and they're saying that's not good enough. That doesn't quite get you there. So the idea is this could finally get PM International over the hump in terms of a smoke-free future.
Now, Philip Morris is historically one of the world's biggest cigarette companies, clearly trying to evolve, as you're describing, diversify away from smoking. Is this a big identity shift here for the brand?
And it's hugely controversial. Both Philip Morris USA and International keep talking about a smoke-free future. But if you look at their earnings statements now, it's decidedly cigarette-centric. So is there cognitive dissonance in this? But in a sense, they're kind of being digitally disrupted. And you can kind of, ride the declining annuity of traditional cigarettes, but the stock market's going to penalize you. So they've gotten into cannabis. They've gotten into kind of borderline pharmaceuticals, other inhalation delivery devices. It's a brave, scary new world for big tobacco.
Yeah. And briefly, Robin, there may be new regulations in the U.S. kind of limiting access to some of these products. Are they trying to get ahead of this too?
Yeah, and ahead of what we recently discussed with the menthol ban, that was a profit center. And whether that happens in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, they see the writing on the wall that their traditional profit centers are shrinking. So they better invest in some growth.
Yeah. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.